For the 2% of Oro Medan residents who live below the poverty line, a new fee assistance program may be the key to getting them involved in township recreation programs. According to a report prepared by Jody Grubb, the township's supervisor of community recreation and special events, almost 500 Oro Medan residents can't afford to participate in municipally sponsored recreation programs. Given the current economy, many residents are facing notable financial constraints and barriers in all areas, but especially in their ability to afford and participate in recreational pursuits, Grubb wrote in her report to Township Council, which was presented at the last council meeting. Basic needs like food and transportation take priority over recreation. Yet, these programs play a vital role in fostering positive mental, physical, and social well-being, ultimately creating healthier, happier, and more stable residents, she added. Grubb advised council that a fee assistance program and supporting policy would unlock these benefits for a wider segment of the community, ensuring residents that fall within the low-income cutoff would have the opportunity to participate. At the February 14th meeting of council, a motion was passed that requested the Community Service Division bring forward a report to review the development of a confidential fee assistance program for qualifying residents facing financial barriers in order to increase their access to recreation and sport programs in the township. Staff conducted research benchmarking with other municipalities and explored various potential policy frameworks. Two options were presented for council's consideration: in-house fee assistance and a third-party funding assistance partnership. Oro Medan Council opted to go with the third-party funding assistance partnership, as recommended by township staff. Under the program, the township will partner with a local agency called We Are the Village, a registered Canadian charity made up of volunteers, whose objective is to provide financial assistance to low-income families wanting to participate in recreation, arts, and culture programs. We Are the Village currently has partnerships with the towns of Midland and Penetanguishene, the townships of Tiny, Tay, and Springwater, the city of Barrie, and private recreation program providers. Grubb said a financial allocation is required to support a fee assistance program and recommended council make provisions for an annual contribution during the regular budget deliberation process. To begin, staff are recommending an allocation of $5,000, which could then be divided into 20 subsidies of $250 per person, Grubb suggested in her report. The amount of these individual allocations can be adjusted, should council choose, she added. Grubb recommended the establishment of the fee assistance program be deferred to the 2025-26 budget process. She said there were a number of advantages to having a third party handle the program, including policy control, there would be more control of the funds, and participants could only use them toward recreation activities. Decreased administrative burden. We Are the Village would assume the responsibility of all administration and paperwork. Expertise and efficiency. We Are the Village already possess the knowledge and experience for an effective application process, verifying eligibility, processing applications efficiently, and distributing funds accordingly. A relationship with We Are the Village could also provide additional benefits, Grubb said. External entities can tap into additional funding sources such as private foundations, corporate sponsorships, or donations, she said. We Are the Village is experienced in successfully collaborating with these groups, strengthening the potential impact of the program. Further, these additional funding streams help to ensure long-term sustainability, Grubb added. She also noted that using a third-party provider could help reduce the stigma associated with applying for such a program, because some residents may be more comfortable submitting their private, confidential documents and requesting aid from a third party rather than their local municipality. This neutrality can be helpful in maintaining public trust and avoiding any appearance of bias in the selection process, Grubb said. The report noted three potential disadvantages of a partnership. Reliance on external funding. We Are the Village relies on external funding sources, and if those funding sources decrease, the variety of recreational opportunities would also decline. Loss of control. By outsourcing the program, control over the day-to-day operations would be removed from the township, making it more challenging to adjust or address specific concerns from residents. Transparency concerns. Some residents might feel less connected to the program if it is managed by an outside entity. This could raise concerns about transparency and accountability. Regardless of who administers the program and respective policy, eligibility requirements and the application process would be the same, the report said. Applicants would confidentially submit information such as contact information of those seek support, including names, address, birth dates, and proof of residency in the township of Oro Medonte. Proof of total household income, Canadian child benefit documents, Ontario Disability Support Program documents, Ontario Works documents, tax documents. The requested recreation programs of choice. The allocation of funds will be deferred until the 2025-26 budget deliberations. In the interim, a formal fee assistance policy will be created, outlining specific program parameters to guide the successful application of the program and the partnership agreement with We Are the Village.